Hello and welcome to another special episode, one that we thought would be full of glee and loveliness, however, not so much. So breaking news, not so breaking, it's been like a day, right? We couldn't record yesterday, so we just, we thought we'd take a couple of minutes now to address it. The elephant in the room. Sadly, so the checklist for impeccable 2023, not 2024, 2023 has been released by Panini over the last couple of days. And sadly, we were wrong. We were very fucking wrong. There is no Logan Paul. There's no auto. There is no base card of Logan Paul. There is nothing of Logan Paul. There is a base card of CM Punk. There's no auto of CM Punk.
No.
There is no real big surprises in Impeccable at all. It seems very reminiscent to what really we got with Don Ross Elite, but with relics. and ultimately, it's just very underwhelming, especially for the price point that it came out with. So in the last 2 days, let's just timeline this. They released the first off the line on the Dutch auctions. So if people don't know what the Dutch auction is, that's a auction on a sliding scale. So it starts with one price, and after a certain amount of time, it will decrease. And after another certain amount of time, it will decrease, and it will keep doing that until all the product is sold out. So there was 115 first off the line cases to be sold. I can't remember how many boxes in per case, Jamie, if you remember. I can't remember.
No, I can't remember. I know there's quite a few.
Three.
Yeah, I think it's three.
Yeah. So anyway, they all did sell out, and they sold out at $1,000. So everyone was paying between $1,500 and $1,000 to get a box of this stuff. And obviously,
it's not the price that it ends at that the person's paying either. It's the price that you put it in your basket at. So if you go in at $1,400, it drops to $1,000, you're still paying $1,400. It's not the lowest price wins. So there's a bit of a gamble there as well, really.
Yeah, you risk losing out if you leave it to the last minute, basically.
Yeah.
So we did report on the fact that you obviously get an extra card in there with regarding it being a six, Jamie, I think it was.
So you had a red less than five auto, first off the line auto, and I'll go into that in a minute. But yeah, that was the big hitch with this, is that what you're kind of after, really? Interesting times.
But then they released the checklist
after they sold out.
Day. Yeah, after they sold out. So the next day, basically, they put out the checklist. Sadly, the checklist is underwhelming. Not what we were expecting, not what we were hoping for. Not what makes sense to why the product is the price that it is this time. In basically over a calendar year later, it's doubled the price. Mm. So all of these things of why it's increased, potentially there's some validity to them, but ultimately I think Panini are trying to not leave money on the table before they leave the game and it all goes back to Tops, which I can understand.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And a lot of the other products as well for other sports with Impeccable and Immaculate, they do go for around $1,000 anyway, right? So it's kind of bringing it up to match with that level. So I can kind of understand. My only thought before I'll cut over to Jamie on this is if you're buying boxes of it, there you're. I think it's very hard to say you're actually going to get your money back. There are going to be certain cards where you will get your money back and you'll make some money on it, I'm sure. But we know from the products past of Impeccable and Immaculate, there are very few cards in that set where you would not, you definitely won't make a profit. So it is what it is. I say this on a daily basis. This is my catchphrase. It is what it is recently, I tell you. But it's very much the Breakers, I think, will do very well out of it because they will be selling the spots to the people who want to either hit the big cards or for people in the PC, and they'll do well. The collectors who are trying to PC someone will probably do okay as well because they're looking to get the cards from their collection. But I think there's a lot of dross within the set, which is just going to fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
And that includes the legends as well. I don't think there's many good legends in this either, to be honest. So, no. Jamie, what are your thoughts?
I mean, we'll do a proper checklist breakdown, I assume, the episode after next, because we'll get obviously a feel for it for them. But I think initially looking at the checklist, so yeah, it did land as soon as the Dutch auction finished, the checklist pretty much had gone up. And now you're first off the line. So yeah, all of them were autographs guaranteed less than five. There are sort of a half split between out of five and out of four, which is a awful strange thing to be doing. But there is there's no massive names on this list. It's the usual kind of people. Your Kevin Owens, your Carmelo Hayes, your Baileys, your Carmellas. If you're picking up a first off the line with the idea of making a profit and trying to spin it back up, I don't think you're going to get that money, $1,000 a box or even more if you paid more for that. I mean, your big hitters in here, you've got your Roman Reigns. He's got an auto and a mem card as an option. Rhea Ripley, there's only one single first off the line card for her. And you know what? And everything else is just your normal guys. There's nothing there that screams out to me. I would have rushed out to get a first off the line, really. It's just that novelty of having one, really.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see very soon with the Breakers how it all goes. And we'll report on that in the coming shows as well. But ultimately, it's gone. We are now in a world where we have a new Impeccable, which is no real great shakes that we were hoping for. And little bit of down news on that, I'd say. But
I think we're still trying to find out exactly as well about the Logan Paul situation and those kind of things. But I think, you know, everyone involved was pretty confident in that and the reasons behind it. So if we get more news on that, we will let you know. But it's something that we're going to try and dig in a little bit further, if you know, what this came from, where it come from, really.
Okay.
Cool.
That's it, really. Thank you very much, everyone. Sorry about that. And we'll speak to you on the Hall of Fame show.
See you later.
So, see you later. Have a great weekend.
Take care,
everyone. And fuck John Cena.
And Panini.
And Impeccable. And all of the above. Fuck them all.